President Bush consulted with National Security and Homeland Security officials. The Department of Homeland Security, which then raised the terrorist threat level for mass transit in the United States. The president also said this to reporters.
We will not yield to these people. We'll not yield to the terrorists. We will find them, we'll bring them to justice, and at the same time we will spread an ideology of hope and compassion that will overwhelm their ideology of hate.
President Bush earlier today in Glen Eagles, Scotland. In many parts of London at the moment, the streets are reportedly so calm, eerily quiet, that you can actually hear other people's voices from far away. No doubt many are talking about today's attacks. On the streets, workers and residents expressed resolve and anger at the terrorists they think caused the attacks.
They got no regard for human life, no regard for themselves, just scum, basically.
Well, they're absolutely awful, and we're determined not to back down. So we're in the office, still working, and we'll go home when we're ready.
We've had it all before, you know, bombs going off and God knows what. And we've all come to work, we've all got on with it, and, you know, do what the English public do, we soldier on.
I feel upset for the people that have lost their lives and feel lucky to be alive. I can't think of how we can react to this in a positive way.
What would you say to the people who've done this if you could speak to them?
No matter how strong your religious beliefs are, that killing fellow human beings is not the way forward.
Londoners speaking earlier today to the BBC about the attacks in London. Once more, 33 people have been confirmed killed in those attacks and dozens more injured. Lynn, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Renee.
I'm Renee Montaigne with Lynn Neary. Stay tuned to NPR for continuing coverage of the attacks on the London transit system. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.